Greetings. I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's daily devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 8, verses 37 through 47. And in these verses, Jesus is going to continue to talk to these Jewish religious leaders, these people who have gathered in and around the temple area while he's in Jerusalem. The Feast of Tabernacles has wrapped up, but Jesus continues to teach. Let's begin in verse 37. He says, "I know you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no place among you." So Jesus says, I know you're descendants of Abraham, but only in some physical sense. They were biologically descendants of Abraham. But Abraham is the father of the faith, not because of biology, but because he set the example of what it means to have faith in God, to believe God, to trust God. And Jesus said, you're not truly descendants of Abraham, not in a real sense, not in the sense that he's the father of the faith, because you've rejected my word and you're trying to kill me. You don't trust God, you're trying to kill the one that God has sent. Verse 38, Jesus says, I speak what I have seen in the presence of the Father. So then you do what you have heard from your father. Now this would have gotten very personal. Jesus says, I'm following my father, the father, and you're following your father, who is a different father. And so they reply to this in verse 39, our father is Abraham, they replied. And Jesus says, if you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. So the Jewish leaders, they said, I don't know what father you're talking about. Our father is Abraham. They took great pride in that. But Jesus' response was just logical. No, because if your father was Abraham, you would do what Abraham did. What did Abraham do? Abraham trusted the Father, trusted God and the Word of God, and they were rejecting that. Verse 40, but now you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. And so that's the logic. That's the proof. They're not children of Abraham because they're not doing what Abraham did. Abraham trusted God and they were rejecting God. Verse 41, you're doing what your father does. So that's what Jesus says. Well, who was their father? I mean, they're going to get pretty upset now. And they said, we weren't born of sexual immorality. We have one father and he is God. Now, this is likely a reference to the controversy surrounding Jesus' birth, Mary became pregnant before she was married, and they certainly wouldn't have accepted the idea of the virgin birth. They just knew there was a lot of controversy. They believed that there was a lot of sin, and they said, we weren't born in sin. We are legitimate children of Abraham, unlike you, Jesus, because you're... Your legitimacy is in question. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me because I came from God and I am here. For I didn't come on my own, but he sent me. The proof that they were not truly following the Father is that they hated the one the Father sent, who is Jesus. Verse 43, why don't you understand what I say? Because you cannot listen to my word. It wasn't a matter of their inability to understand. It was a matter of their choice. They chose not to believe Jesus. Verse 44, Jesus says, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature because he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, back up in verse 42, Jesus said God was not their father because they didn't love Jesus. So who is their father? Here Jesus reveals the answer. The devil is their father. So sonship, think about this. Sonship is predicated on conduct. A son will manifest his father's characteristics. A son will look like his father, we would say, but a son in a more spiritual sense is one who has the same character as his father. The Jews exhibited, these Jewish leaders anyway, exhibited the patterns, the character of Satan in their hostility toward Christ. And so Jesus says, you are of your father, the devil. And then Jesus explains that. He says, the devil is a murderer. Now, how is Satan a murderer and a murderer from the beginning, Jesus said? Well, if you go all the way back to the beginning, the devil brought death to Adam and Eve by tempting them to sin. He was a murderer in that sense. And then Jesus said, the devil is a liar. Now, how is the devil a liar? Well, Jesus says that every time the devil speaks, he lies. All truth comes from God. And so all lies ultimately come from the devil. It's interesting that the devil speaks three times in Scripture. First, he speaks to Adam and Eve, and he lies to man about God. And then in the book of Job, we see that the devil speaks to God, and he lies to God about man. And then the devil speaks to Jesus. He lies to the God-man in the temptation. He lies to the God-man Jesus. The devil always lies. Verse 45, yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. The devil lies, Jesus says, but I, Jesus, I always tell the truth, yet you don't believe me. Verse 46, who among you can convict me of sin? If I'm telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? No one could bring a legitimate charge or accusation against Jesus. His life was the proof of his words. Yet though they saw how he lived and what he said and the perfection in that, they still chose not to believe. Verse 47, the one who is from God listens to God's words. This is why you don't listen, because you are not from God. Ultimately, they didn't listen because they weren't from God. They refused to submit to God, so they did not hear God. They did not listen to God. How sad. Let me give you a praise prompt today to wrap this up. Let us praise God today for his love. God is love. I think of Ephesians 2:4, God who is rich in mercy because of his great love that he had for us. And then I think of Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you. Pause today and just praise God that he is loving. He loves us. What an incredible thing. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.